you just kind of take a look at this game. You were down two with about 2.5 to go first half. Really, the story here was four your consecutive turnovers to end the first half, and then Hugoton going on that 16-0 run.
Yeah, the turnovers were killers. Against a one-man press, really, so no excuses for that. We've got to be better. We've got to handle the ball in open space. We can't just sit there and try to bring it up slowly and against guys that are pretty quick. But, yeah, that the end of the second quarter was pretty bad for us. It took a lot of the confidence away. Two-point game, turnover, and then it's an 8-point ball game, a 9-point ball game going into halftime. But we didn't, we didn't come out in that second half and execute. We were a little sluggish in some of our cuts. You know, some of that's a new offense, and you gotta take your lumps with that. But it's a pretty simple one, and we should be able to figure out. So it does give us some good looks, and in the first quarter we were able to get some of those looks that we were anticipating, and played pretty well in that first quarter and most of the second quarter as well. But from the end of the second quarter on, the turnovers were, really the Achilles heel right there.
Absolutely. You got some good production at times from really your post players. They didn't get as much in the first quarter, but really in the second quarter they were starting to get some of those. Gus and even Ronnie kind of started taking over a little bit, drained to three. But what we really didn't see as much this game compared to the last game is really the attack by your guards.
Yeah, and again, their guards are quick. They put a lot of pressure on the ball, and we've got to be able to handle the ball and under pressure without turning the ball over. And I thought their guards did a good job of getting up in us and forcing us to start our offense out high. I don't think we really got set up into our offense that second half very well. We were usually, pretty much hanging out by the half court line, and some of that's not being very aggressive, and some of it's just not having your eyes up and seeing open men. So a lot of things to try to improve on, and unfortunately, we don't have the opportunity to improve on it much. We got to go to Colby, They're going to run about 10,000 sets, so we've got to be ready because tonight, we struggled keeping the ball in front of us, and it was a struggle.
Well, the Riddlesberger goes off for 6 triples here tonight, just a tough time to guard there. And then Bennett hits that three to end the first half, and Efren played about as good as you could against him in that three.
Yeah, it was. He was right there. They had a good, switch, and he contested it. And so that one you can live with that. Yeah. But Riley got free way too many times. So some of it was against the press, so we'll live with that. They were getting the ball to the middle but a little bit too easy early on. We did a better job of keeping it out of the middle late. But Riley gets free early on just a lost assignment. So having that basketball awareness and IQ of knowing who they're trying to get open and how they're trying to get them open, we got to do a better job with. And we're running out of games to make that improvement, but they're still there. We still got time to fix some things. And we didn't run our zone as much tonight, which we'll probably see a little bit more tomorrow. But we've got to be ready to go because, like I said, they're going to run a ton of sets, and it's tough to guard them, especially when Hunter's got the ball. So, we got our work cut out for us. No easy stretch by any means, but we need to try to get a win, build some confidence back up going into Substate.
Well, you knew this is these three games was definitely going to be your toughest stretch of the year, and you mentioned Colby tomorrow night. Is it kind of nice to, after kind of a tough loss like this, to have a quick turnaround and get back out on the court?
I mean, for the player's psyche, yeah. It's a lot better when you can go back out and compete again, try to shake this one off and go. I'd really like to have a practice at least before there, but that's what happens, when you get those snow games in there, and that's okay. So we'll just have to mentally prepare and make sure we look at our scouting reports and get ready to go because we've got to be better. I thought we had some guys that, battled. I thought Ronnie was a lot more aggressive tonight. I thought Gus started posting up harder late. So we had some good things. We knocked down a few threes in the first quarter. So that was good to see the ball go in. But we just, there's so many little things that we're just we're not communicating it or it's just a little bit slow. And against good shooting teams, that really costs you. It puts you in a bind because you're not there on the catch. And you either give them space to shoot or you have a really long closeout that allows them to drive. Yeah. So we've got to sharpen up. And I think in one area, more than any, is just communicating. Just speaking while you're on the floor, will help a ton.
Coach Brian Gentry here talking things, wrapping things up here as Scott City drops a tough one here tonight. Thanks again, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.